Hey everybody, John Greenwald here with theblackvault.com. I am coming at you today with a brand new story, something I wrote just a couple hours ago. And I get your messages, by the way. I know some of you don't use social media, so for those of you who don't, I'm going to try and make these videos more often for all of you. Time is never on my side, but with that being said, I'm definitely going to try harder to do that and make these short videos, because this particular story, let me go ahead and bring it up, is something that was a little bit of a surprise, but I can tell you that it was 2 years in the making. I've been chasing a document for 2 years to get this story. And to be honest with you, I had no idea if it was even going to be a story. And thankfully, it turned out to be something cool. Now, the headline itself, Internal Navy Document Reveals Previously Unknown UFO/UAP Encounter by F-18 Pilot, Senate Staffers Briefed. Now, really to kind of break that down, it is exactly how it reads. This particular document that I got released goes back, like I said, 2 years into a batch of emails that I got back in 2019. Now, where kind of this stems from, because I do like to give a little bit of background, is very quickly back in February of 2019, I released all sorts of emails, by the way, when it comes to the Navy and UAPs, published about mid-2019. So this was back in February. And so in those batches that I had published, I had found this very easily overlooked detail. Now, for all my FOIA people out there, you're getting into FOIA or you use FOIA, these are types of things that you look out for. These are the types of things that you want to look at a document that you get and seek out, because then that sparks another request. In this particular batch, this is what sparked it. There was a Politico letter that was sent into the Office of Public Affairs. Now, specifically, this was to Joseph Gradisher. He's one of the spokespeople for the Navy. And although they redacted his name, it's pretty obvious it's Brian Bender. And I only laugh because it's silly when they black out somebody's name to shield their privacy, yet in the first part says, here is my piece on the original Pentagon program, and then it links to Brian Bender's article. So pretty obvious. Anyway, Brian's doing what he does best. He's an investigative journalist, a good one at that. He's broken a lot of stories, and I give him a lot of credit for that. So in February, he reached out, had some questions, and then internally, they started talking, the Navy started talking about what Brian was talking about when it comes to some of these UAP issues. Now, I invite you to read the letters. I'm not going to go over every single word for you and break it down, but rather what I want to show you was the internal communication between Joseph Gradisher, who was the target of my request. A lot of blacked out people here. We don't know who the specific person that wrote this, again, internally in the Navy. But he says, team, or he or she says, team, please see the below. Can you please check into it? I noticed on a previous OLA weekly, there was a brief to some staffers on from a similar sounding program office. Sorry, that's how it read. Happy to hand this over to whomever is best positioned to respond. Another person chimes in, forwarding it around to a couple people. Did OLA give a brief on this? And so it just kind of goes, and I'll have it all linked in the show notes below, but also on the article itself. So what is that OLA weekly? You know, what are they talking about? A brief, a UAP briefing? Obviously, as I noted in the article, if you've read it, details are scant, right? There's really nothing there other than it's OLA Weekly and UAP. Okay, so we know what UAP is. It's just the hot term for today for UFO. What is OLA? Now, OLA is the Office of Legislative Affairs. Essentially, OLA for the Navy is that office that deals with legislative affairs, meaning the Senate, Congress, and those types of issues. So when I saw that, put two and two together, you know that you're probably getting into a congressional briefing of some kind. We know the topic is UAPs. So I dug in. I filed a request to get that specific OLA weekly document. And it took well over a year for them to give me a no records response. Now, why they gave me a no records response, even though internally they were talking about it, I'm not really sure. Now, to speed up the story, I have a right to appeal. Now, my time to do so had expired, not only because of time constraints, but on top of that, you always want to formulate the appeal correctly. I needed to do some more research, realized that everything that I had submitted was correct. I added some more details, filed a second case earlier this year in September of 2021. So again, here is that email that launched it all in the article. Well, I finally got the document itself. After 2 years, more than 2 years from the original request, finally got it released. And although it's short and sweet, and although we all want more details than what is in here, you are going to find something that is essentially two different gems. And these are things that you build off of through FOIA, or if you don't even use FOIA and you're just interested in this topic, well, this is going to add a small piece to the puzzle. So although it took 2 years, pretty happy that I went in and kind of dug in on it simply because of what it revealed. Now, there's about 12 pages or so from this OLA Weekly, and that Office of Legislative Affairs, they do these weekly emails. They pretty much break down how they're communicating with Congress, and those weekly emails give more details, what types of briefings, what types of legislative issues are coming up, how does it involve the Navy. All those documents, again, in the show notes, I invite you to look at them. But this one specific item that was buried within this much longer list of legislative affair issues was this. Item E on the list. Anomalous aerial vehicle encounter brief to SASC. Now, that's the Senate Armed Services Committee, PSMs. Now, that's professional staff members. On 16 January, and then it's redacted, this is likely essentially like a code to refer to the pilot that came in, possibly a name, but my guess is, you know, maybe a code of some kind. So on 16 January, and this was 2019, an FA-18 pilot from VFA 103 met with the Senate Armed Services Committee, professional staff members. They likely listed the members. They redacted all of those. Senate Armed Services Committee PSMs have continued interest in unidentified aerial vehicle intercepts that have occurred in the working airspace off the U.S. East Coast. And, again, the redacted pilot's designator gave a detailed brief on his personal encounter. Now, when I first read this, of course, there are these more well-known naval encounters like the Tic Tac incident. We know this isn't it. And like the Gimbel incident and those that occurred with the Roosevelt, that is also not it. Now, there was one other thing that has kind of been reported, and my continued support and shout-outs to Tyler Rogaway and Joseph Trevithick and the War Zone, the Drives the War Zone. Again, I've got a lot of support for those guys because they're breaking a lot of these stories, and they tie into this particular story because when you start breaking down what I just read, let's start with VFA 103. VFA 103 are the Jolly Rogers. They're stationed at Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Now, the reason why this is kind of interesting is that's where Tyler Rogaway and Joe come in, is that they wrote, let me pull it up for you here. This is their article. Here are the Navy pilot reports from encounters with mysterious aircraft off the East Coast. They wrote this in May of 2020. Why do I feel this fits into the story? Well, credit to those guys for breaking the story. These were the Naval Safety Center reports about naval encounters with what they were terming as UAP, UFOs, unidentified objects. And they broke down quite a few of them, not all of them, but a lot of them dealt with Naval Air Station Oceana. Same location as the Jolly Rogers, and they went through all the different reports in this particular article, and they broke down those that were mentioned, VFA 11, VFA 143, and VFA 106. So the drive outlined all of those encounters, but what wasn't on there was VFA 103. What does that mean? That this particular UAP encounter is brand new. I've looked all around. Please, whomever is out there, and they go, wait a minute, I saw this reported, you know, here. Please let me know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I looked in quite a few different places, talked to a few journalists, talked to a few friends, people that I trust and that follow this type of stuff. It really didn't sound familiar to anybody, so I'm pretty confident that this is a brand new encounter altogether. Now, why that is meaningful, even though the documents that I received don't have a photograph, a video, or some kind of description, like it's a flying triangle coming out of the water, which is highly rumored about, or whatever it may be. Even though we don't have that, the mere mention of the UAP case that is previously unknown supports that there's a lot to this we have yet to see. and that a lot of people are basing opinions on, let's say, the Tic Tac video or the gimbal. Well, this is proving that still we do not have the full picture. And on top of that, for those that do dabble in the FOIA, these are the leads that you look for looking for these types of documents. One document turns into five different requests, and it yields hopefully something else. I showed you the route of how I got here to find this. That's exactly what you do with this particular passage, short and sweet. Yes, I've already filed to find out that if the Navy has any material that this particular pilot was approved to go to that briefing with, potentially hand out, potentially show. Was there a video? Was there a photograph? I'm looking for the email communications about it. Again, you really look for those gems. And one of the things I like to do with these videos, and it may bore some of you, is that for others, for the other some of yous, you may be interested in what you're looking for when you look at documents like this. And that's what it is. That's why I like to break it down. You look for those little nuggets and those types of gems that you just chase after. And I often liken FOIA to a tree branch. You got your first document that's your trunk, and you've got all these branches that stem off of it. And that is exactly how I always approach the FOIA and how I approach topics like this. So two big gems here, two. You've got the UAP encounter, brand new. I don't think that that's ever been revealed before. And hopefully now with this concrete evidence that a briefing took place, we can get more documents. And that is the second gem, that a briefing took place. This was not the Tic Tac. This was not the gimbal incident or Go Fast or the Roosevelt encounters that we've heard so much about. This is a unknown pilot, what appears to be a brand new one. We don't know his name. They do say his encounter, so we can know that it's a male pilot. We know that it was important enough to brief Senate staffers. So whatever this is, it's something important enough, and it is on the same level as those that we have heard about, and potentially even better, something more interesting. So what that will be, well, we'll see if the FOIA yields anything else, if we can bring anything else. I have forwarded this article to a couple people I won't name, in hopes that the pilot may receive this article and see that his briefing is now out in the open. And let's all cross our fingers. Maybe that pilot will decide to come out. I have the utmost respect for the men and women who serve in our military and fly in our skies and protect our nation. And it's not my interest to out anybody who doesn't want to be outed. So I'll say that up front. I am not interested in that. But what I am interested in is if he wants a safe place to tell his story and his encounter and expand on an unclassified level about what he experienced, I will definitely give him a home to do that. So hopefully, if someone out there knows who this is, please, by all means, forward it to him and let him know he's got a friendly home here and a lot of people that would want to hear his story. So that's the new document. That's the new article. I love bringing these things to you guys. And again, for those that are interested in FOIA, I hope those little sidebars help you as well. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Very big help if you can give the thumbs up right there on YouTube below. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Turn the notifications on, as the kids say nowadays. Ring the bell, I think it is. Whatever. Make sure the notifications on, because I do a lot of different live streams and stuff like that right here on this channel, and I will be bringing more videos to you just like this on all sorts of topics, not only just UFOs, but you're going to see a lot more coming your way. So thank you for that. Make sure you do, and the biggest help of all is spreading the word. So make sure you spread that around to your social media channels. Huge help to me. As always, this is John Greenwald Jr. signing off, and we'll see you next time.